Well, we're coming down to the canal today. We're at a place called Kings Norton, which is in the southwest of Birmingham. I've come to look at an old lock. So we're just on the junction of the Worcester and Birmingham and Stratford canals, just shortly off the junction. And we've come to Sir Guillotine Lock. I'm just going under the bridge now. It's quite a busy road, so I hope the traffic isn't too loud. So what we've basically got is the canal and two big doors which were lowered into the canal to act as a stop lock to collect a toll. I'm not totally sure when they were built. I think they're a couple of hundred years old and they've recently been restored. £200,000 is spent on them, and already the vandals have sprayed them with graffiti. I honestly don't know what's wrong with people these days. I really don't. I don't understand the mentality. Anyway, I'm not going to rant about that. So there really are a blast from the past, if you like. They never haven't been used for probably 150 years, I would say. So we've got one on one side of the road and one on the other is a bridge. It carries a fairly busy road, which you can probably hear in the background. And that goes up towards Cotteridge and Kings Norton and surrounding areas. So we're just going to go back under the bridge. I'm trying to take a picture. So there was a canal cottage here many, many years ago, which is now completely disappeared. There's a small industrial estate behind it. So let's get the camera out. We're quite close to a municipal refuse collection point, one of the local council tips, famous in South Birmingham, it's called Lifford Lane, and that's the road we're standing behind. So we're just going to get the camera out, have a quick picture. It's a lovely sunny day here in Birmingham today. Taken. I'll take one more for look. I always used to do that when I was in the film days. So what we'll do, we're going to take a walk back there towards back to the junction of the Worcester and Birmingham Canal and the towpath. And there's also a cottage on this part of the canal. There used to be a toll house, whereas the boats used to come up from Worcester into Birmingham and vice versa. There'd be a collection point for the tolls. Obviously now I think it's a private house now. There's a nice bridge and you can walk right down into town. Birmingham City Centre, I should say. I always call it town, I don't know why, so I always have done. Then you can turn left as I look at it, all the way down to Worcester. And there should be just behind here, used to be a paper mill in the 1900s, Kings Norton paper mills, which is again long gone. Like most of the stuff around here, it was the quite a hive of industry. and over the last 100 or so years it's gradually diminished. Probably just got factory estates, you know, the modern type of large industrial units. So just come up to the junction there. There's a couple sitting having a break. Just going past some Canada geese and a look at what one is. That's one. No, it's not a swan. Trying to keep out the way of the Canada geese. We've got a small pond by where I live, and they're all vicious things. So you have to keep on walking and don't look at them, as they come and get you. So if they peck at your backside if you're not careful, and you get hissed at and all sorts. You then look at me. Ooh. So we're just going up to the canal bridge. You're going to go over the top and look at what we can see. So the sign says Stratford 55 locks, 25 and a half miles. Warwick 40 locks, 20 and a half miles. And Birmingham, naught locks, 5 and a half miles. So we'll have a wander back towards Birmingham. Down the path. Just going to get past the old paper mill. It's quite a leafy part of the outskirts of Birmingham, this. Quite a few trees dotted around the canal. Then you get the old wall that's got graffiti all over it. I suppose that's part of the modern way, isn't it? The local kids come out at night and spray everything. It wouldn't be too bad if they did it properly, but they just scrawl names and it's, you know, a complete waste. You know, in the centre of Birmingham they have special walls for proper graffiti art, and some of the artists are really talented. But around here they just spray their name, just ruins it. I just say, if you need to do something, at least do it properly. Don't do half a job. So that's me walking back to the car. So a quick short boo about the canals around Birmingham. I'll do a few more if I can. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you all in the next boo.